alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 5th, 2016. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We're going to be mixing it up just a little bit tonight. We're going to go to the phones earlier next hour. We'll take phone calls next hour. We are 3 days away from probably the most divisive election I've ever seen in my life. And right now on Drudge, they are reporting, and I just watched the video, Donald Trump was in Reno, Nevada, and the Secret Service whisked him off the stage. Apparently, and this is breaking right now, so I don't have all the facts, but apparently there was a man with a gun possibly in the crowd. Actually, people in military fatigues with helmets, the whole nine yards, came into the forum there. So we'll keep our eye on that. It's going to be a very interesting next 3 or 4 or 5 days. I can definitely assure you of that. I am happy to announce my guest tonight is Kevin Alfred Strom. I've actually, the last, 6 weeks or so, I've played some of the podcasts from nationalvanguard.org, which is a great source of information. Mr. Strom, are you with me, sir?
Yes, I'm right here. It's an honor to be here.
I'm glad to have you joining me tonight. And to get us started, I've got a little bit of a tradition when it's my guest for the first time. Mr. Strom, you have led a very interesting life as an activist. You worked closely with Dr. William Luther Pierce. You delivered some of the American Dissident Voices radio broadcast. You founded the Free Speech Magazine. You now operate the National Alliance and NationalVanguard.org website. You're a writer. You're a publisher. What happened in your life that started you on this journey of activism? Or to sum it up, what happened that woke you up?
Well, it's a long story, and it began in my childhood, Farron. When I was about 7 years old, my parents moved to the Washington, D.C. area. My parents were Minnesota farm kids who were living in Alaska when I was born because my dad was in the Air Force. But in 1963, oddly enough, it was that we arrived in the Washington area the very day that Kennedy was shot. But in 1963... he was transferred to Washington, D.C. and had a civilian job. And the civilian job was with the Department of Interior. And when I came to Washington, I was just awestruck by the beautiful architecture and art. And I think that really began my lifelong love for the art of Western civilization. And it just something, even though I was just a little kid, it resonated with me. And somehow the idea that I was a part of this culture, although as a kid I would not have used the word culture, really made an impression on me. And then a few years later, when I was in middle school, was around the time that MLK was assassinated, and almost immediately the left-wing teachers in our school started almost a cult of worshiping this guy. And not only did I know from talking to my parents and my parents' friends that this person was known to be a communist, but it was also known to be violent. And he also was a personally immoral person. To see him being worshiped in school, they even had an assembly at our middle school where basically it was almost a religious assembly where they brought in a gospel choir from a black church and all the kids, and it was 95% white school were expected to stand and look on reverently as the teacher stood there teary-eyed and basically held a worship service for Martin Luther King. And I thought there was something bizarre about this, even at the age of 12. At that point, I was 12 years old. And around that same period of time, I had some teachers who told me some politically incorrect truths, and they started my mind thinking. But I don't think I was really fully racially awakened until, as a John Birch Society activist, I was attending a meeting, and one of the women at the meeting had brought a number of copies of a newspaper called Attack. And it was the introductory issue of Attack, and it had, as its headline feature story, Equality, Man's Most Dangerous Myth. And it was by Dr. William Pierce. And the year was, I think it was either late 1981 or early 1982, probably late 81. And I read the newspaper, and it had a profound effect on me. I wanted to meet the man who wrote it, and it, as it happens, I was still living in the Washington area. Dr. Pierce's headquarters were in Arlington, and I went to visit him, and the rest is history.
Wow, that is a very interesting story. And I've got to ask you before we get into current events, what was it like to know and work with Dr. Pierce?
Well, Dr. Pierce is one of the hardest working men I've ever met. He was an absolute dynamo. He was 50, approximately 50, when I first met him, and I knew him until the end of his life when he was almost 70. And he worked 12, 13, 14, 15-hour days, 7 days a week for the cause. He also was an extremely intelligent man. He was also a kind-hearted man. And he was a man, I think, his real defining feature, above all of those other things, is that he was a man who could see basically could see where our race could go in the future. Very, very, very few people, even partisans of the white race, had this vision of the future, of not so much what the white race is right now, but what the white race could be in the future and what the white race meant for the future of life in the universe. And that really was his defining characteristic, I think. And I think as time goes by, Dr. Pierce will be, he'll always be known as the author of the Turner Diaries. He'll always be known as the man who delivered those fantastic radio broadcasts about current events and racial issues. But I think he will become known more and more as the man who saw the reasons why the survival and advancement of the white race are important.
I wanted to comment, you're waking up in a new America right now is on nationalvanguard.org, and it really answers the question I'm fixing to ask you. So for all the listeners, if you've not gone there and listened to the weekly radio broadcast, you will sincerely enjoy it, I promise. But we are 3 days away from the election, and I know your opinion of Hillary Clinton, and rightly so. But what is your opinion of a Trump presidency? Can he or will he reverse the course of this nation? What is your opinion?
I really don't think that Donald Trump thinks in racial terms. I think that Donald Trump is a successful man, an intelligent man, a man who in many ways is probably fed up with some of the crazier policies of the leftist tyranny that we live under and wants to change those things. And he shoots from the hip. He's frank. He doesn't let political correctness get in his way. But I don't think he's the savior of the white race. I don't think he thinks in racial terms at all, really. I think the reason he wants to build a wall is because he thinks a lot of those Mexican immigrants are problem makers. And the reason he wants to have a moratorium on Muslim immigration is because he really believes they need to be vetted more carefully so they don't blow up buildings and that sort of thing. But I don't think he he thinks in the same terms I do. I don't think he thinks in terms of we have to have a white republic. I don't think he thinks of that at all. However, I'm sure he's Jew-wise. Nevertheless, he may favor Jews. He also is very aware of their power, and he's probably aware that it's being used against him for the most part right now. Anything else you want to say about Donald Trump? I have to say he's opened up the debate because his frank style, his refusal to be cowed into using the neutered language of political correctness has emboldened a lot of other people. That's what I really see as the big effect of Donald Trump. He's emboldened other people who used to be afraid to speak up on these issues.
You know, if you look at his the speech they dubbed the New World Order speech that he gave in West Palm Beach, Florida, and the language he used, a cabal of international bankers. I mean, he all but just about came out and said who the enemy is. And, of course, he was attacked. Even the ADL attacked him for the language that he used. But I'm finding, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, people that I know that have thought I was a fool for years for saying that, you know, the media's controlled, the elections are rigged, and they didn't believe this. Since me saying it had no significance whatsoever, but Donald Trump saying it and saying it over and over, it has moved. It would be the Overton window. It has moved public opinion into conversations that they never had before, beliefs that they would never believe before. For me personally, for some of my family, they now, you know, they embrace the fact that the system is rigged. And if we go through this and they rig the election and they put Hillary Clinton in, where would you see this momentum going from here? Will it dissipate, or do you think that we've come so far now, people are so sick and fed up and we're so divided that this momentum will carry on, especially with white people understanding a little bit more about white identity?
I don't think it's going to go back to the way it was before. Some people are going to be cowed, and they will keep their heads down, even though they pop them up a little bit during this campaign. But there's going to be a certain percentage. What the percentage is, I don't know, who are not going to go away. They've been awakened, and you know, people who are newly awakened, they always say converts to Catholicism are more Catholic than the Pope. Well, these people who are newly awakened or newly emboldened, some of them have enthusiasm. They have, as a friend of mine says, fire in the belly, and I don't think they're going to go away. I participate a little bit on Twitter, and it's just amazing how Twitter and the other social media like Facebook have changed in the last few years, and especially since the Trump campaign. There are tens of thousands, at the very least, of people who are not afraid to say they're white and that white interests exist, and that if you call them a bigot, a hater, a racist, a Nazi, they're just going to laugh at you. And I am tremendously enthusiastic about this development. I think it's one of the two major developments that the Trump campaign has caused. Now, Trump himself, you're right, he uses some language that sounds like he's about to name the Jewish power structure that's misruling us. However, he is very tied into that Jewish power structure himself. You can't become a billionaire in New York City real estate without cooperating with and having on your team, in fact, large numbers of Jews. Both of his kids are married to Jews. He says he supports Israel 100%. Exactly. I mean, I know how the Jewish establishment views him. They hate him. But how does he feel about them? If you believe what he says, he loves them. If you think he's going to do something about the Jewish problem, I guess you'd have to believe he has a secret agenda. I don't believe that.
You know, it was difficult to watch the AIPAC speech. I mean, you know, what he said at the AIPAC speech. And I heard people try to spin it, you know, every which way. White nationalists try to, well, he's just doing what he's got to do. But I've been fooled before. But you know, I've never seen in the history of politics, and I'll get your opinion here. With Hillary Clinton, we've got such a corrupt career criminal. Normally, you know, you wonder if they're corrupt, and then they get elected, and you find out, yeah, they're just another sellout traitor. But here, this one has got so much baggage, and it just keeps coming out every day. I mean, it would be unbelievable for a nation to actually go out and vote and elect someone with this much criminal baggage tied to her. I mean, well, what's your comments on that? And I love your name for her, the war hag. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you. You're the first person who has acknowledged that. Hillary Clinton is a criminal. She's a disgusting phony. And I think that even the average person in the streets is starting to see that, because the evidence is just so overwhelming. And I think that that's a good thing, though. This election is really like no other in my lifetime. Not only is the choice stark and clear between a civic nationalist and an internationalist, but it's also a choice between a businessman, a successful businessman, maybe not the kind of guy you agree with on everything, but nevertheless, basically a straight shooter, a frank person, and a slick, lying, corrupt, criminal, political operative. And the stuff that has come out is amazing, but the most amazing thing about this election, in my opinion, besides the fact that it's emboldened white people to start speaking out, is that Donald Trump has stated that he may not accept the results of the vote because he believes the entire system is rigged. This has never happened at a presidential level in my lifetime. And I'm loving it because the system has been rigged. The system's been rigged for 100 years. It's about time somebody said it.
And here, Mr. Strom, in North Carolina, we had a voter ID laws. You had to present an ID, and of course you could go get a free ID. The state would foot the bill for you to have a free ID. We supposedly have all these ID challenged people unable to acquire an ID, and now they just struck it down a couple months ago in North Carolina. You can go and vote and register to vote on election day with absolutely no ID. So they have created the recipe for massive voter fraud, which, you know, we're going to see on November. The dead is going to, they've already voted. We're going to have people that's voted multiple times. There's going to be more people vote than is registered to vote in that county, especially in these college areas. So we're going to have a once again, and probably to an all-time high, we're going to have this massive voter fraud, and it's all being done by design. I mean, it's insane that you don't have to show an ID to vote in America, at least not in this state you don't have to. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my focus is not so much on voting. I mean, I do think this is an amazing campaign, and I think the people are, by the tens or even hundreds of thousands, are awakening to some of the realities of the corruption of this democracy. And I think they're also awakening to the dangers that they face as a race. My focus, though, is not on getting people to vote one way or another, or even caring so much about which way the crooked system swings this time.
Hold that thought for me, Mr. Strom. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find and some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I'm joined tonight with Kevin Alfred Strom, the website natall.com, nationalvanguard.org. And before the break, Mr. Strom, you were saying your focus is not on voting. Go ahead and continue with that thought.
My focus, thank you, Farron. My focus is on organizing white people to stand up for their own interests, become influential, become an interest group that can articulate and achieve its interests in this world. And that's what the National Alliance is all about. It's an organization of white men and women. We have a intentional white community in the state of West Virginia in the beautiful Allegheny Mountains. We, as you said, we have our website, nationalvanguard.org. We have a monthly publication, the National Alliance Bulletin, and it is our goal to eventually reach every single white person in the population with our message. Let them know we are here. Let them know we care, and organize those who are capable of understanding our message into a force that will secure the future of our race.
Very interesting. I looked at both of these websites, and if you're listening to this broadcast, and if you've listened to this broadcast for the last couple of months, I've given you the National Vanguard, and it's posted on my website. You can link to it right now, right under upcoming guest, Kevin Alfred Strom. I wanted to ask you while I had you, and this is a short segment. We may need to carry it over into the next segment, but what we are seeing, I'm of German descent. My ancestry is German. And what we are seeing in France, and especially German, under perhaps the biggest sellout trader that draws a breath on the planet today, Angela Merkel, with the by design refugee crisis that is just destroying the native population demographically. And I mean, the heinous crimes of we've played the videos of NewObserverOnline.com is a great website to get information. Tell us your assessment of what we are seeing happening in Europe. And in your, did you see this one coming? Because I'm jaded, and in my wildest imaginations, I didn't see them so easily just overrunning these countries with illegal immigrants like they're doing.
I don't think we know the full story yet, Farron. I think that this is more than just refugees flowing out of a war-torn region, although it is that. I mean, that's part of the equation. But I believe that this is something that is planned. This is something that was intended from the beginning. And I believe it is part of an effort to exterminate the white race in Europe by replacement migration. That's really what the agenda is. Do I think that the refugees and the migrants, the invaders is what I prefer to call them, all know that? No, I don't. But I think someone is giving them money. I think someone is giving them instructions, and someone is giving them indoctrination. And I don't believe the full story is known yet. It's something that I've seen all of my life, but it's accelerated greatly in the last couple of years. A part of the blame, of course, goes to the neocons, the warmongers in Washington, who created these wars for Israel in the Middle East, these wars in which the United States has no interest whatsoever, in which we are bombing and slaughtering and destroying these countries basically for the sake of Israel's geopolitical interests. However, I also believe that the Jewish power structure sees these displaced people, these in these savaged lands, as a weapon that can be used against us. I mean, in many ways, it's parallel to what's happening in the Middle East. I believe Israel's agenda is to replace the strong, stable governments formerly in Iraq and now in Syria with chaotic, fundamentalist, weak fundamentalist organizations and governments which can easily be manipulated and which are so weak and factionalized that they simply have no strength or power anymore. In other words, they're bringing chaos to these countries. And when there's chaos in these countries, Israel is not in danger. Well, I think they're bringing the same chaos to Europe. And I think they're bringing the same chaos to the United States. It's all part of the same strategy.
I agree. I agree fully. And you know what is amazing, when this first started and you looked at the pictures, and I know these are not all Syrians. I know there's Africans and there's a whole mixed bag, but they're all young men. You know, there's no children, there's no elderly, there's very few women. They're middle aged, 18 to 30, really what would be your the age of people in your military. So to frame this, the media to frame this, that they're fleeing a war-torn area, that would be the epitome of cowardice for the men of a society to leave their women and children and elderly behind to flee to another country. The whole narrative that they have floated. And then, of course, the mainstream media never going into sharing why are they leaving. It's the foreign policy of the United States of America's endless war policy in these nations that is helping to create this whole debacle. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
On the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. Again, the website's nationalvanguard.org, natall.com. And Mr. Strom, I was looking at your article, David Duke Dominates U.S. Senate Debate. That is probably the best article I've seen. Completely, it's got the debate. It's got the Black Lives Matter protest. It's a really good article. It's the best one I've seen about the event. I just wanted to get your comments. I mean, David Duke is a candidate for Senate in Louisiana, and Black Lives Matter, if you listen to the debate, you could actually hear them beating on the door trying to get in. And I thought he really handled himself well, got a lot of good information out. And then, this is on nationalvanguard.org as well, there was a online poll from one of the TV stations, and David Duke had 94%. Had said that David Duke won the debate. So I just wanted to get your comments about one, what happened there at the debate, and then the fact that David Duke can't go anywhere or do anything without these type of protests. And, you know, I've not been able to find a white-only scholarship available anywhere in the United States of America, but this is a predominantly black-centered college university. And we'll lead in from that. I want to get your comments as well about Eric Trump's comments that Dr. David Duke deserves a bullet.
Wow, that's quite a list of things I have to comment on. I hope I can hold them all in my brain. First, I wanted to say that the solution to Europe's problems that we were talking about before the break is the same as the solution to our problems. We have to have race-based citizenship. Membership in the nation should be on a racial, biological basis. That solves the entire problem. If we had that situation, if we had race-based citizenship, there wouldn't be Black Lives Matter in this country. There wouldn't be Muslim immigration into this country because almost all Muslims are non-white Middle Easterners. There'd be not a single Middle Easterner in our nation. It solves all the problems simultaneously. And we have to stop being weak-kneed. We have to be brave and bold and state that's what we want and demand it of our leaders. And if they won't give us what we need to replace them. And we need to build a majority of will and determination to ask for that. Okay, David Duke. David Duke did very, very well in that debate. He had to strike a balance, I think, between being reasonable and reaching out to people who maybe are just considering voting for him and considering his ideas, balance that with, you know, all of the horrible things that the media says about him. So he can't come across as wild-eyed. He can't come across as someone who's fanatical. He has to say his peace in a way that the average person can understand it. But in order to even do that, he had to break through the ridiculous way that debate was being conducted. He was told he would be able to rebut any attacks on him, and he was told he could answer a question, but they didn't give him any extra time. They basically were trying to shut him up. If they gave him 15 seconds, if he took 10 seconds to rebut an attack on him, that left 5 seconds to answer the question. And so David basically had to get aggressive at that point. And he did get aggressive, and he didn't back down, and he kept it up until finally the moderator, who was trying to squelch him and shoehorn everything he had to say into just a few seconds, finally backed down. So I think David was soft-spoken when being soft-spoken was necessary, and he stood up for himself when that was necessary. I think he did a great job, but I'll tell you, the best thing he did was when they tried to make him apologize for calling CNN a Jewish operation. I believe they found some quote of his from a few weeks or months ago where he said something like the CNN Jews, and they threw it in his face, and I think they expected him to back down and apologize. But by God, he didn't back down and apologize, and that's a great step forward.
Yes, he is calling this the no apology tour, and now, so far he's stuck to his guns. And I thought he done really good. Because can you just imagine if you're David Duke and you're there and they're actually beating on the door? I mean, they were actually swinging from the ceiling in some of the videos, beating on the door trying to get in because it's David Duke. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then, you know, it leads to Eric Trump's comments. If anyone else said this about, could you imagine if you had said this about Donald or about Barack Obama in 08 or 012, if it was anyone else but David Duke, this would not fly. But they can criticize, demonize, and actually even call for the fact that he should be shot, and that's what Eric Trump done. That was a very big letdown for me. I don't know Eric Trump. I don't know any of them. But to say something like that was completely irresponsible.
You're right. If it was anybody but David Duke, if it was any other candidate for Senate or any other office in this country, the person who said that radio host who said it first, and Eric Trump who agreed with it, I believe the Secret Service would be at their door within an hour, and they might well be arrested. And they ought to be. As I said in my show, it's a felonious remark to call for someone to be shot dead. Unbelievable. And it's totally inappropriate.
I wanted to get your opinion, too. We're seeing people jailed in the UK, Germany, Canada, for questioning the Holocaust. If Hillary Clinton is elected, how close do you believe we will be to this starting here and our First Amendment rights really becoming eroded, just like Jonathan Bonehill is in prison right now as we speak in the UK for memes that he sent out. And, of course, you probably know Arthur Topham and some David Irving's plight and some of the rest. What's your thoughts on that?
I think the enemies of freedom would use Hillary Clinton just as they would use any other of these bought and paid for politicians to keep moving incrementally to take away our First Amendment rights. I believe we are moving in that direction. The pronouncements of the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and the other Jewish groups are always framed in such a way where hate speech, which they call any criticism of Jews or any questioning of the multiracialist agenda, is always something they are moving toward controlling, framing it as a crime, framing it perhaps sometimes as a mental disorder. Their goal is to shut down freedom of speech. And I don't think Hillary Clinton is an important figure in this move. But she's a criminal politician who takes money and from any and all comers and crafts laws and policies to suit the payoff, whoever's paying her off. So sure, she would definitely continue moving in that direction. I think that there's a chance that Trump might move in that direction. Why? Because he is already surrounded by Jewish money men and Jewish handlers with connections to these Jewish censorship operations, with connections to the government of Israel. And I think the way they would frame it to the Donald is that a lot of people, Donald, think of you as an extreme right-wing figure. Some of these people, neo-Nazis, evil haters and bigots, racists, are saying they support you, and you could really send – excuse that ringing. I'm going to stop that right now. You could really send a powerful message to the American people that you're not a bigot, that you're not a hater, that you don't want the support of these neo-Nazis if you get tough on hate speech, Donald, or if you prosecute these neo-Nazis. These kinds of things, I believe, these approaches will be made to a President Trump. What his response will be, I don't know, but they'd be crazy if they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's a very interesting perspective. I've never heard it put quite like that, and it does, logically, that makes a lot of sense. And I wanted to get your assessment, when you look at the world, and you know, we know that the United States of America, our media is dominated by Jews, our banking's dominated by Jews, our politicians are puppets of Jewish control. Jewish power reigns in America, no doubt. And we're with regards to what we see happening in France and Germany, we know this is this multiculturalism, this diversity. These are all Jewish agendas. But when you look at the whole world, how much control do you feel like Jews exert over Russia or China or maybe other countries? What's your assessment of the world?
Well, that's a big question. I think it varies from country to country, but I think the influence of the Jewish power structure. Someone is ringing my phone like crazy. I apologize for that. I should have muted the ringer. But the Jewish power structure is extremely powerful around the world. They are certainly the world's wealthiest and most powerful ethnic group. And I don't think there's any nation on earth where they don't have some kind of voice in the ear of the leadership. And I think this is the way they have lived for many, many, many centuries. They are they're a specialized kind of human being. They're a specialized kind of life form that has evolved for hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds, thousands of years, actually, to be a tiny minority in other people's countries. And they are very, very good at that. They are very good at protecting themselves. They are very good at getting close to the leadership of whatever country they happen to be residing in. And they are very good at making money. And therefore, money is power in almost every society around the world. I don't claim to know what their influence is in every single country around the world, but it would be hard to believe that there are countries where it is much greater than it is than in the United States of America. In the United States of America, all of the major television networks are dominated by Jews. Jews are vastly overrepresented in the ranks of the financial institutions in this country. Jews are vastly overrepresented among newspaper owners and publishers, and Jews are vastly overrepresented in the worldwide internet corporations, the corporations that dominate the internet. And so they are clearly very, very influential in the United States, and that influence extends around the world. I have been told by friends of mine who live in Europe that the press in Western Europe is heavily influenced by Jews, but they observe probably not quite as much as in the United States. But still, it is a very formidable presence.
You know, we have seen Hillary Clinton. She's claiming that the Russians are hacking the DNC and trying to affect the election. She's called for a no-fly zone over Syria. But then at the same time, we've got Donald Trump. You know, he wants to demonize Iran. And it seems like every president thinks they have to have their own war, and we just stay, in my lifetime, we stay in a permanent state of war with someone constantly. What is your thoughts? Do you think no matter which one gets elected, this will not change, that we will just continue down this path of endless war?
I think there's a very good chance of it. I think Hillary Clinton never saw a war she didn't like, and never saw a donor whose money she wouldn't take, and they never had a principal she wouldn't corrupt for the donor who's handing her the money. And the Jewish power structure is very much for continuing the so-called war on terror, very much for destabilizing the Middle East, very much for overthrowing the strong Arab governments in the Middle East, such as that of Assad in Syria. And I believe that Hillary would be an enthusiastic prosecutor of whatever war her billionaire donors wanted. Donald Trump? Good question. I don't know. I know that he would be eager to please the Jewish power structure, which hates him, because he would think that would be an advantage. However, he seems to be very skeptical about the saber rattling against Russia. And he at least says that he was and is skeptical of some of these other wars we've been involved in. So the problem that the Jews would have with Donald Trump is that I think it's a personality problem. Donald Trump is a very successful billionaire. He's not for sale, and he's his own man. I think in that way, he's a lot like John Kennedy. Now, I totally disagreed with a lot of the policies of John F. Kennedy, but he was known to be a man who really wanted to be in charge. He was not a person who surrounded himself with handlers and advisors and would meekly go along with whatever they said. He made the decisions. He was the boss. And I think the Jewish power structure and the political establishment in this country sees Trump as the same kind of guy. He really would be the boss. Now, I don't think he's pro-white. I don't think he shares my values at all. But he has the same enemies as me, because those enemies of the white race want a pliant tool in the presidency. And I think they fear that Trump will not be a pliant tool, and he might turn on them if they rub him the wrong way. So they definitely don't want him in there. There's a chance. There's a chance, Farron, that he might not go along with their war plans. By the way, I think even Obama resents the Jewish power structure to some extent. He does occasionally push back against them, and they have expressed anger at him for doing so.
That's interesting. We were talking about the media a little bit earlier, and I've got a story here tonight I may get into. Universities work to purge male students of their toxic masculinity. You know, growing up watching, I grew up watching Andy Griffith and that type television, and it's changed so much, and the TV promotes so much race mixing, it promotes homosexuality, and we're seeing it now in our younger generation on a scale larger than we've ever seen in our lifetime, especially race mixing and homosexuality, which of course is the law of the land now with gay marriage. I just wanted to get your opinion of the toxic effect that the media is having on our youth, and how and when will the white race wake up to counter this imbalance? Because is the goal of the Jews to just create a mongrelized worldwide population?
I think that's it in a nutshell. I think that Jews had a problem back around 1933 to 1945 with one of the European populations that they had exploited up until that time, and they don't want that to happen again.
We're coming up on the last break. When we come back, I want to give you the opportunity to give out contact information, anything that you'd like to share. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, and I'm joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. Mr. Strom, I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. The website, nationalvanguard.org, natal.com, and a weekly podcast Saturday, and I urge everyone to check it out. In fact, Mr. Strom, I played the It's All Biological, your series, It's All Biological. I played it, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I had to be out, and I played it in the last hour, and it got a great response. In fact, my email and my text is blowing up, people saying, be sure and have him back on again. I'd love to have you join me again. I want to give you the opportunity. Anything you'd like to add, anything you'd like to share, we've got a couple of minutes left. They're yours.
Thank you, Farron. Thank you very much. And thank you for running the show. I appreciate that. You know, an hour really isn't enough to discuss some of the issues you've brought forward here. So I would like to come back again. Let me just say, in response to what you said before the break about sexual perversion, people who have healthy instincts are disgusted by sexual perversion. They're disgusted by homosexuality. They're disgusted by people who mutilate themselves to appear to be the opposite sex from what they really are. They're disgusted by all of these things. But a lot of people don't understand why this is happening. Why does the power structure promote this stuff? Here's the answer. What does homosexuality prevent? The birth of white children. What does sexual mutilation and so-called transgenderism and transgender surgery, what does it prevent? It prevents the birth of white children. All of these things are basically preventing the birth of white children. That is the real agenda of these people who are trying to genocide our race. That is why they promote racial mixing. It prevents the birth of white children. That is why they promote careerism and feminism, because it upsets our natural reproductive behavior. It prevents the birth of white children. Hating white children and preventing them from being born is what they are all about.
Wow. So, very well said, my friend. Very well said. Well, again, yes, we will certainly do this again soon. And keep up the great work. You're a great writer. I use some of your work every week on the broadcast since I found your website, I guess about a year ago. I'm not exactly sure. But I listen every week to your broadcast and urge everyone else to do the same thing. And again, nationalvanguard.org, natal.com. And you have a great evening. And thank you so much for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you, Farron. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you again.
All right. That was Kevin Alfred Strom. I've given out the websites. Great interview. So informative. And, you know, if you've not done so, if you're interested in the Duke debate, just that story, look, he's got it all right there. It's very concise. You can look at the rioters. You can get the whole, you can watch the debate. It's all right there on the website. We're going to mix it up a little bit since we're 3 days away from the election. I decided instead of running down through all the news so much tonight like I normally do, a lot of it you've probably heard. Also, it looks like Trump's okay. He went back on stage, so maybe, you know, I don't know much more about that, but he's fine. I've got someone that's watching the event that's texting me. We're going to be joined. Well, just hang on to the top of the hour. We'll tell you what's going on next hour when we get there. Stay with us. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative